No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 17th day of October 2019. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. If someone ever gets around to writing the second draft of history for the tab marked Wednesday, October 16th, 2019, they'll have to account for what probably was the picture of the day. One depicting either a defiant Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, standing up to a president melting down in his own White House cabinet room, or it was, as the president hopes it will be read, an unhinged House leader throwing a fit, taking her ball, and going home. The White House released the photograph, hoping that it would support the president's narrative, but Speaker Pelosi is now proudly using the same image as a cover photo on her social media pages. The narrative of what actually happened during yesterday's session varies in large part depending on the party affiliation of who's talking, but this much is part of the public record. Shortly before that standoff in the cabinet room, there were enough Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives willing to take a stand against their party leader, the president, in a mostly symbolic but no less striking rebuke of Mr. Trump's withdrawal of troops from northern Syria, a move condemned by many as an abandonment of allies and an unraveling of U.S. policy in the Mideast. Leading what the media has framed as a bipartisan revolt, a Republican from Texas, no less. Joining us to talk about it, Abby Livingston, Washington Bureau Chief for the Texas Tribune. Abby, welcome back to The Standard.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Before we get to that Texan, let's talk about that vote. It was 354-260, and apparently all Texas Democrats at least voted for the resolution, as well as all but seven Republicans. What does this vote actually say, and what does it mean?
Well, the name of the resolution actually doesn't mention Trump, but he is mentioned in the text of it. And it's, I can't remember the exact wording, but it is opposing the certain actions in northeast Syria. And it's very formal language. But basically what it means is we are against what President Trump is doing in Syria now, which is pulling troops out and leaving our longtime Middle Eastern allies, the Kurdish fighters and civilians vulnerable to Turkish attack, which is what we've been seeing play out on television over the last week or so.
And from what you've been reporting, the person who helped draft this resolution is the ranking Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Texan Michael McCaul. He hasn't been one to take a public issue with the White House before now, has he?
That you are correct. And so, I mean, I think some of your listeners will immediately say, oh, he's in re-election trouble. Maybe he's taking a more moderate posture. I just want to remind everyone, this is a very, very serious situation. And many Republicans oppose the president. And McCaul made a very eloquent speech on the floor yesterday morning. And he stressed that this was a bipartisan piece of legislation written by his Democratic counterpart, Chairman Elliot Engel of New York. And I think one of the key things about the breakdown of the Republican, whether or not you were opposed or supporting the president on this issue, had much to do with how long you've been in Congress. It wasn't blanket rule, but if you were in Congress around the time George W. Bush was president, it was much more likely you were against the president on this. This was a time when we had, a very muscular interventionist worldview of the Middle East, and McCaul fell into that camp.
I'm intrigued by that idea of a tale of two Republican parties, maybe an establishment versus a more Trumpist party, you're suggesting?
I think it's more generational. I think if you were here for Iraq and you were here for so much of the really rough years in the mid-2000s, you understand who the Kurds are and their place in the Middle East and helping to keep the peace. And I mean, our relationship goes back to the first Gulf War with them, in fact. And so I think that's part of it. But I will say the Republicans from Texas and nationally who did back the president on this tended to come from districts where the president has a great deal of support.
Very interesting. Now, you talked about McCaul's eloquence. He was quoted as saying, "The catastrophe that has unfolded in Syria over the past 10 days is almost beyond words. I am concerned about the extreme long-term damage that this has caused to the United States' interests in the Middle East and to the Syrian people, including the Kurds." Question, of course, is whether this vote will actually change the course President Trump has taken with respect to Syria, or if it's clear what strategy the president has vis-a-vis the region overall.
Well, this was, as you mentioned earlier, largely symbolic, and the president's action falls under military authorization that was passed in the wake of 9/11. So I don't anticipate that there will be a lot of influence on a legal point of view, but there will possibly be sanctions coming. And to backtrack, we don't yet know if the Senate will even pick this up. But there will probably be sanctions coming. But I mean, the sanctions are just a small thing compared to what Turkey is doing here. I think what is probably more influential on the president is this back and forth with Pelosi. The blowback he is getting. He wrote a letter that many people found very questionable for a president of the United States to be writing to the president of Turkey, Erdogan. And so I do wonder if advisors or members of Congress getting in his face and influencing him might have an impact. But here's the number one thing to remember. This thing cannot get reversed. This is a mess. This is, I hate to use a cliche on something so serious, but you can't put toothpaste back in the bottle on this one.
Abby Livingston continues to cover this important story as Washington Bureau Chief for the Texas Tribune. We'll link to her latest, texasstandard.org. Abby, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on The Standard.
Thanks for having me.